Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good to see you all here tonight. As I walk through my life journey, my spiritual journey, I begin to wonder whether are we human beings trying to discover what it means to be spiritual? Or rather, are we spiritual beings trying to discover what it means to be human? As I journey through life, I begin to wonder if it's more the latter. Do we realize that we are filled with God's presence, that we are these spiritual beings who are trying to discover what it means to be human? Remember the story of creation, where it says that God shapes these first humans and breathes into them the breath of life. Remember that story? Breathes into them the breath of life. So we walk, we breathe this presence of God in our lives. And tonight we gather together to celebrate the incarnation. This creche stands before us, this Mary who has given birth to this Jesus Christ. It's given birth to Jesus in a way that his life may speak to us and remind us that we are these spiritual beings, but also to remind us and show us what it means to be human. I guarantee if you read the scriptures from the point of view of Jesus trying to show us our humanity and what it means to be human, you may hear it in a very engaging way, a very engaging way. Because I really believe that that's what we're called as a people of faith, to reach out to this world and transform this world into the vision and the dream that God has for it. I want to share a story with you that was told by Richard Rohr, my spiritual guides, and as I walk through my journey, very much fed by him. You know I mention him quite a bit. But Richard Rohr tells this story, and it's a story that was shared, a few of us gathered together a couple of months ago for a study of some of Richard Rohr's works. He shares this story. He was talking at a conference that was an interfaith conference, people from different faith traditions as well as many varieties of Christian households. And in his talk to this gathered group, he shared a story that touched him deeply, which was told to him by a rabbi. And the rabbi, who came from a rather sort of mystical tradition of Judaism, was in conversation and saying, trying to come to know who God is, that this rabbi had said to Richard, "Do you know the word that we use for God?" And Richard says, "Yes, it's Yahweh. Yahweh is the word for God. You're familiar with that word? You've heard that word? It's like Yahweh." And the rabbi said to him, "It's not really the name of God. You know, in our Jewish tradition, we don't really believe that we can name God. Because in the Jewish tradition, to name something is to have some sort of control of it, or some sort of power over it, or some sort of influence on it. But in the mystical Jewish tradition, there is this notion that you cannot name God and therefore kind of own God or control God. But rather, the word that's used for God, not so much the name of God, but the word that's used, this rabbi was saying, really is not a name, but it's very much remembering the breath of God. And that the word Yahweh comes from that." And he breathed with Richard saying, "Yahweh, Yahweh." Can you hear that? That this word for God in the Jewish tradition was this very breath. And that this word is to remind us that we breathe the holy presence of God. And even in that breathing, in saying that word, it was pointed out one cannot close one's lips around God, but rather it is a breathing. You ever want to spend some time in quiet prayer? Sometimes I do this. I just stop and breathe. Did you ever hear someone say that to you? Hey, stop and breathe. You know, there's great depth to that statement. Just breathe. It's very powerful, isn't it? So Richard Rohr shared this story at a conference. And after he finished his presentation, he was approached by someone, a man who came up to him in tears. And he identified himself as an imam, as a Muslim of Islam. And he came up to Richard in tears. And he said, "The story that you told about the word for God in Jewish tradition is very powerful to hear." He said, "And I'm moved to tears, and let me tell you why." He said, "Do you know the name for God in the Muslim tradition?" And Richard said, "Well, Allah. Allah." He says, "That's right." He says, "But do you know what that word means?" And Richard Rohr said, "No, I just know it's the name for God. You know, Jewish tradition uses Yahweh, Muslims use Allah." So the imam said, who was from a mystical, there's many households within even the Muslim tradition, but he came from the mystical tradition, and he said to Richard, let me explain this to you. In our language, Al means the. And when you add another L, it means the great. And what the word Allah really means is this imam was telling Richard Rohr, it means the great Does that touch you in some way? Here's a couple of traditions, religious traditions, who speak of a similar language. The great, this recognition of the breath of God. And as this imam said to Richard Rohr, why do we have so many conflicts and divisions among us as people of faith? When we look back at our roots, isn't there such a similarity to us? God breathed into us the breath of life, and we see in that the presence of God. And we celebrate tonight the very flesh, the very incarnation of that breath. Jesus Christ is born of Mary and comes among us this night to remind us of who we are, to remind us that we breathe the very breath of God and that we are called to transform this world, this reality, into the vision that God has for it from creation. And yet we spend so much time in conflict. And you may say, well, it's a tough reality out there. But God's vision for this world is not what it is now. But we get a glimpse of it, we get a hint of it in the life of Jesus Christ. And we celebrate that this night. We celebrate this birth into our world. And I really think that some folks will say that religion is in a new phase in its development. Some people will say perhaps we're being called to a rich tradition in our traditions. Not just within Christianity, but certainly within Christianity, but throughout our faith traditions. Called to be a people who join with others to change our world. To make a difference in our world. To see our world in a new way. My daughter, Rebecca, is a great reader and fan of the Apollo space program. And those are the astronauts that went to the moon, landed on the moon, and walked on the moon. And I think I shared with you a couple years ago, my daughter and I got to meet Gene Cernan, who was the last man to walk on the moon, the last astronaut. What a unique group of people. What a unique group of people who had a chance to see a part of reality in a way that perhaps none of us have. One astronaut from the Apollo program talks about looking out the Apollo capsule and seeing the earth. And you may have seen this in a movie, and he puts his thumb up and he can block out the earth with his thumb and pulls it down and realizes in many ways the smallness, but in that the greatness of what we are a part of. But a few astronauts have shared this, and one of them who walked on the moon said, when he looked up from the moon at Earth, he saw no borders. He saw no boundaries. There were no immigrants. There were no aliens. But they saw this wondrous whole that God had created, something that many of us don't get a chance to see, but only see pictures of. But it's a call to the wonder of what God has created, and a call for us to find ways that we can go forth and reach out to those in our world, to reach out to those who are oppressed, reach out to those who are in poverty, reach out to those in need, reach out to those who are oppressed, to bring about justice in this world where there is injustice, and create this world in a way that we as humans should be expected to live. And not live, as you've heard Bishop Curry oftentimes say, not live in this nightmare that we live in, but live in the dream that God has for us. Friends, we are called this night to celebrate this wondrous birth of Jesus Christ in our world, this wondrous gift that's been given to us. And Mary, in many ways, breathed that gift into our world. And we are called to continue that very presence of God's breath, and go out into our world and breathe life into this world, give life into this world, and transform this world into the vision God has for us, into the vision that Jesus gave to us as he walked this earth among us. Jesus is saying, live, follow me, be like me, see the world as I see it, and live into it. Friends, this night, let us renew that in our lives. Renew this wondrous gift of the incarnation, this call to see the world in new ways, and breathe that life into our world that so needs to know of God's presence. I wish you all a Merry Christmas this night and a blessed day tomorrow, wherever your travels bring you, whether you are traveling or folks are traveling to you. Have a blessed and wondrous day, and remember this great gift we have, this great call we have to the incarnation, this call that Jesus gives us to go forth into that world and just make a difference and change the world.